the jabber. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, man! It's Sandals Jamaica. When somebody says, hey, man, everybody says, hey, man, back.
The Don and Mike Show. It's the BEMMY Award-winning Don and Mike Show.
All right, before we talk to, Karen, I hope we can't get a hold of her at this moment. We can't get a hold of the Squire.
Mark.
Yeah. Johnny just brought in a stack of emails that have come into DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Right. All about Karen?
I've decided this is probably the best written example of the... I think we got like 35 of these during the last break. All of them pretty much saying the same thing. This says it the best.
Okay, very good.
Okay. This is from Greg Sonner. Dear Don and Mike, as a recently married 36-year-old, making over $100,000 a year, pretty handsome, 6'2", Karen is exactly the type of shallow, fake, materialistic, gold-digging bitch we do from behind on the first date and give her the wrong phone number. Good luck, Karen. You are 38, hitting the wall, and all from the list above. And the only a-hole you will be able to get serious with is as shallow and stupid as you are.
Wow.
I predict you will remain in the shallow dating pool and die alone in a trailer with five cats.
Wow. God. That is real hostility, and that kind of cements what I was thinking, that, you know, she's gotten people angry.
Now, there's plenty of other ones that just say stuff like, she's a bitch, or I wouldn't sleep with her, I'd sleep with her and throw her away.
Now, I didn't think she was that bad.
Nor did I, but I had a feeling.
But she obviously came across on the radio. She's gotten some people. I'd like to hear a Karen defender or two.
Well, here's what I would say. I think the problem is she's focused on the wrong kind of guy. She's got a laundry list of qualities she's looking for, and that's not how it works. You find the chemistry, you figure out the qualities later.
I think she might not know what she wants.
Right. Unable to find her?
She still hasn't picked up. Perhaps she's too self-centered.
All right, let's call. Let's
Rob, call him. You're not helping.
I'm going to call him.
But I am.
We're going to call Mark.
Klondike 5.
Kind of didn't want to do it in this order, but we're going to do it.
All right, so we'll tell him he's on the air.
He knows he's expecting.
Okay. We'll find out from this big lummox right away what happened.
All right.
Because we're men.
He's a guy.
Oh, it's Mr. Incredible.
Hey, hi there, Mark.
Mr. Incredible.
It's Don and Mike here. How you doing?
Hi, Mark.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Let's just cut to the chase, being it's just us. How'd you do that? Did you get the job done last night?
Yeah, we had a great time. We went from the studio, went and had some drinks, then we went and ate a whole bunch of sushi, and then we found our way back to my place. Nothing happened. We just hung out, watched a movie or a couple movies.
So was it a successful date though?
Yeah, I would say so. I would say it was as good a first date as you can expect.
Are you going to see her again?
We discussed that as she left today. I believe so, yeah.
Well, this is a total surprise to me.
Two movies is quite a long evening.
Back and forth between what was on. But just to be clear about the text message, because she came clean about that as we were having, I think, our second drink. And she said, I text Rob that I'm so not attracted to Doogie Howser. What she meant was the actual Doogie Howser. So she was saying that was a bad thing for me to say because she's not attracted to that guy.
We misinterpreted that.
Oh, exactly.
Dear. Well, then obviously she said it. When she texted Rob D.C., what did that mean? Did you guys go down? Is that where you live down in D.C.?
Yeah, I live, exactly. I live in D.C.
Kind of excited that she was going to your pad.
So you got her all the way inside your bachelor pad there, Austin Powers.
Do you remember what Mark said, though? Yesterday Mark said that that's kind of his strategy, that it goes a long, long way if he doesn't attack on the first date.
Yeah, but did you at least tease her along? Were you able to get anything at all?
Yeah, I mean, we fooled around a little, and we actually did discuss and make sure our stories were straight for this very incident. But I'll be really anxious to hear what he says. Although where I am right now, I'm almost in Atlantic City, so I'm not getting you guys any longer. But we scrumped around a little bit.
So she's not going to Atlantic City with you?
No, she's not.
Did you dry?
She's not in the trunk of your car.
Did you, Mark? Did you dry hump?
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely, sure.
Okay, good.
Yeah, was there any petting?
It was like down, being down in your parents' basement watching movies, you know.
Oh, cool. All right.
Well, my first day.
Right, that gives us a nice little picture.
Yeah, yeah, Mike had a good question too. Did you pet?
Was there petting?
Yeah, plenty of that, guys.
plenty of petting.
One last question.
Yeah.
Just for you, did the horse come out of the barn?
Of course.
Oh, of course.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
The wind blows in the right direction.
Wow.
That's all I need to know if he made an appearance.
But you left with, and she, there was mutual attraction. You guys do plan to see each other again.
Yeah, I think we hit it off, like, perfectly well. And,
now,
we did a lot of sparring. We did a lot of verbal sparring. She is tough. I mean that in a good way. She's very bright. She's very focused and very driven.
Karen, I've got something I want you to see.
She does.
Time for the horse to come out of the barn.
There it is, right there.
Hi, I'm Tim Lampley.
Hey.
She's a sweet girl, and all those numbers who are calling in trying to put her down they're just jealous because they didn't get a shot.
That's what I wanted to ask.
All right.
Have you heard the guys that are calling? We got a bunch of emails about it, so you're here to say. Although it would be nice, you know, it's just dawning on me now. I know we've kidded about it. It would be nice to hear from Karen to know that she's like not chopped into a million pieces.
It just seems strange she's not available.
No, I think what she had said was her and Rob agreed at about 4 o'clock because she had some business to do in the 3 o'clock hour or something like that. So,
she had a meeting till 3, and
she's,
I spoke to her. I spoke to her this morning.
Me and Rob getting all defensive.
And
hold on, Mark, you've got your facts wrong, Mister. I'm under enough pressure.
I spoke to her this morning, and she sounded fine. Her voice was muffled, but it was fine.
But it sounded like she had a gag in her mouth.
Something. A horse.
Hey, Karen, can you slide over here? I'd like you to meet Barbaro. This is Barbaro.
So what a nice move.
Isolate gag and then the horse sound effect. That'll be perfect for when she calls.
Okay. Oh, wow.
So when do you think the next date will be?
Hey, let me ask you a question before you answer that one. Why take her out again?
Well, nothing happened.
I'm a classy guy.
Yeah, hold on.
Nothing?
Don't worry. My wrath and my swarm of unclassiness and just dirty, you know, whore sex will come raining down upon her at some point. There's really no point in introducing that prematurely because it just has no repercussion for all parties.
Well said, Mark.
That's funny.
Well said.
That is true. Well, I'm glad to hear you guys had a good date.
All right, thanks
to the cash. It went about 20 minutes into the date.
Well, you went to an expensive place?
Well,
is that it?
Excuse me, Iroh. Yeah. It's $100.
Well,
bucks.
I don't know so much that we went to an expensive place. She literally can eat like a dragon. I mean, I'm not kidding. I can't believe she's that thin because she literally probably had 50 pieces of cheese.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
The guy, when we looked up, the owner of the restaurant was...
She eats kind
of
like a man.
Ear to ear grin going, you two are very hungry. And it was a good time, though. Really good time.
You know,
thank you very much.
She ate like a horse.
You're very welcome. Did you get a chance to find out definitively?
Just because, you know, it was that one caller, that nasty guy. But he did get us to thinking.
Is she,
you know.
Is she a woman? I mean, is there a chance that she's a
She's just so muscular.
Half and half.
Is there a chance there's no Y chromosome? Is that what you're having?
Yes, thank you. Thank you for stating it so
Mark
eloquently.
Should be doing this show.
Yeah, no, there's a zippy chance.
Zippy chance. Okay.
Yeah, the field is plowed.
There is a Y.
Oh, hold on. The field is plowed. Do you know that?
I'll let her talk about that because she's gonna give you more of an earful than I did. She's got a lot to report on.
Good God!
Yeah, there are a lot of unanswered questions here,
sure
but
are.
You've given us a pretty good picture, and the, you know, the important thing is you guys are gonna see each other again.
Yeah, the crappy thing about going first here is that she now can either counter or decide how brutal she wants to be.
Right.
You know, relative to me.
Either you've laid out a very nice picture of exactly what happened
last
night.
Let's see what she says.
There was a lot of sushi.
A lot of sushi. There was definitely a lot of raw fish.
You know, I'm new to the dating scene, but it seems to me that's a pretty good date.
It's a very good date.
I might scratch her off my list and say who's next.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's a pretty good conquest.
Oh, you mean not even see her again? Just say,
well,
hey,
I mean,
you had a good time.
From what the guy's telling me,
for her to be on your list, you don't have to actually be on her list. Don, is that how it works?
Did the date have any kind of happy ending at all?
Well, yeah, me in the shower.
What's that?
Me in the shower.
Oh, him in the shower.
All right.
So that answers that. Thank you, Mark. Thank you for answering.
All right. Well, then, you know, maybe you would have to put a second date into
it. He said me in the shower, Buzz, so I think he was alone. Yeah, but he said that. He said that's the way he was going to play it.
Yeah. Was she? Yeah,
absolutely.
Was she?
All was good. It was nearly picture perfect.
Was she in the shower with you?
Negative.
Okay. Negative on that. Okay. Thank you.
Worth asking.
All right. Well, Mark, if you liked her, good. I'm glad on behalf of everybody with the show it worked out for you. And if you have chopped her into a million pieces, please turn in the opposite direction of Atlantic City.
Do you guys have any favorite numbers for my roulette game that's going to commence in about
Don, would you
minutes?
Like to give him a number for roulette?
I like 69. It's kind of an obvious one, but I like that one.
Always bet on black.
Doesn't go that. That's what I do. That's all I do. I bet on black. I bet it all on black every time.
Okay. See you later, Mark. We got to go. Your better half, the other part of you is on the phone now.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, okay. Mark. Good
bye-bye.
Luck in Atlantic City.
Bye-bye. Thank and bye-bye. Now, there's good timing. Here she is.
Here's our lovely.
Here she
Hi.
Is. Miss Horse is out of the barn.
What?
Hi there, Karen.
What are you saying, Miss Horse is out
we,
of the
we
barn?
We just were talking to Mark, and he was telling us that you had a good date.
We had a very great date. I mean, actually, first and foremost, I got to say thank you again for letting me do this. I think he's a great guy. I got to tell you, when I first met him at the station, we were calling him Doogie or whatever. And so I'm at Caddy's and I'm looking at him like, yeah, no, this is not going to work for me. And so I sent Rob a text telling him, you know, not interested, not attracted to Doogie. But then we started talking and I was like,
yeah.
I'm changing my mind. And we had a great time. We had dinner. We had sushi, tons of sushi. And then we went actually down into D.C., back to his place. And we watched...
Yes.
What?
Yes,
no,
yes, we're listening.
Again, this is like an episode of Law and Order. We've heard his version. Now we'd like to hear your version.
Dun, dun.
I'm telling you.
We've got you in the interview room right now.
Well, absolutely. And you can, I'm telling you the truth.
Well, hold on. Karen, I have to interrupt you here and tell you that there is a bit of a discrepancy right off the bat in the Doogie Howser comment. He said that you were making a comment just really about the real Doogie Howser when we kind of, it is what we thought it was. When you texted Rob, at that particular point, you were not attracted to Mark. You thought he was kind of a Doogie Howser guy, and you were saying that to Rob. Is that accurate?
I remember in the station, somebody said something about calling him Doogie.
So you were referring to Mark when you said...
I was totally referring to Mark.
Okay.
So that was a negative...
Mark was kind of saving face there, and it's the first time where the stories differ a little bit.
Oh, but it's
and then, no, I know, and I felt so bad. I showed him the text.
He
like,
said that?
So, yeah, I showed him that. I
right.
said, I'm so sorry. You know, I just was basing it strictly on looks, and you know what? You're a fantastic-looking guy, and now that I've talked to you a little bit more... I would definitely like to continue this. And so
let's...
we went to, had sushi, then we went down to his place.
Yeah.
And on the way down, we heard you guys rebroadcasting the show. So we, like, rushed back to his place, which, by the way, is phenomenal. We lived in an old school, then it's turned into a loft down in Capitol Hill.
Have the lamb stop crying, Clarice.
Karen, this all seems to be matching up, but we are most anxious to find out about is when you were dry humping... And when you were making out, and when the horse came out of the barn to say hello.
Well, okay, number one, you guys are so funny. Okay, there's definitely, we got on the sofa, we were chilling out, listening to you guys, and then as soon as we were getting ready to come on, like together, you're like, okay, and here he comes, they switched it to another show. So we got totally screwed on that.
I got another question for you. Did the horse vomit?
I can't. Okay, first off, I guess I'm so stupid. I don't know what that means.
Oh, don't worry about it. It's
no.
We're just talking about a little horseplay.
Well, there's definitely some heavy, heavy kissing going on, and he's a fantastic kisser.
Okay. Oh. There's a little detail. Very good.
Yes. Yeah.
And anything? And,
well, apparently, yours truly sort of fell asleep, passed out, whatever you'd prefer to call it.
What was
and
that? I missed that.
She passed out.
You passed out at his place?
Yeah.
Did you wake up at his place?
Date rape?
Yeah. No, Don, it's all completely innocent. I'm a
sure.
good girl. He said he tried to get me to wake up to get me into the bedroom. And I was like, and he's like, you wouldn't move. I wasn't sure if you were even breathing. So he put a blanket over me. And then I woke up halfway through the middle of the night and I got up and I was like, okay, this is fantastic. And I got my took my contacts out and put them in the sink and then the glass, put them in the bathroom and got in the bed.
You know, this is like being married to a woman, listening to this this tedious monologue about everything that you did for goodness sakes. All we want to know is when it came down to the dry humping part.
We did not seal the deal or anything like that.
No, he indicated that the deal was not sealed.
Yeah, he said that too. He said it ended up with him in the shower by himself.
But the important question is, and the one that I would like answered is, he said that something happened. Not that something.
That there was petting.
Not that something happened.
That there was some petting. Was there petting?
I had my shirt off.
Okay.
Oh, hello.
Okay, there you go. That's
fantastic.
There you go. Let's bring him in now. Here he is on the other line now. For goodness sakes, Mark, you should have mentioned that to
us.
Yeah,
I was just trying to listen because I'm not getting
in my
car.
Call to every little thing. I'm not kissing tail.
No, Mark should have told us. Mark?
Mark, you left that part out.
Well, I didn't want to say it.
Karen, I was
okay,
me.
Whatever. Hey, you say anything you want. Nothing's going to bother me. Trust me.
Well, no, okay. You didn't tell us that you got her shirt off.
I can't hear you.
I didn't realize that was okay to say. I didn't want to embarrass her. I know her friends are listening and all that stuff. And we kind of agreed that, you know, we wouldn't get too graphic. But like I said, I do not care.
So a horse came out and two ponies.
Wait, and Karen, by the way, I thought I misunderstood about the Doogie Howser thing. That's not the way you explained it last night. You were just trying to console me, I suppose. But either way, it's fine. But kind of weird.
Don't worry about it. Karen?
Are you there?
Karen, can you hear Mark?
Karen?
Mark,
I'm here.
Hi, honey. How are you?
Honey.
Honey?
Oh, come on. I call everybody honey. Get over it.
Get over it.
That makes me feel especially good.
Well, sorry about that. Hey, no. I mean, we stuck with our story. Thank you.
Yeah. Now keep going because there's some stuff you're leaving out. But keep going.
Okay, Mark, real fast.
Because
we definitely have someone more important to talk to in a moment, the great Ron Jeremy.
Yes. Now, his horse has come out of the barn a few times.
Oh, my God.
Mark,
what does that mean?
Mark, when is it that that she's not said or you've not said yet?
Anything before we let you go?
No, she said everything and more than I would have said. So you guys got the full picture.
All right. Okay. Very good.
God's honest truth.
All right, Karen, what was your question, honey?
Well, you could just keep talking about the horse coming out of the barn. I'm getting an idea of what that is now.
The horse lives behind. The horse lives behind a zipper.
Right.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Karen, I'll tell you all about it on the next date.
Hey, very good.
That's funny. Okay. All right, you all.
Okay. Good Karen, talking to you. Let us know what happens.
Please keep us posted because we're very glad that the date worked out for you guys.
Well, okay. I am too. But listen, Mark, are you there?
I'm here. Yeah.
All right, sorry about this, honey, but, you know, we're not exclusive. If there's any other guys that are interested.
Oh, God! Oh, my God!
You know what?
That was strong.
Wow.
The horse is between my legs. So can I
say Can you be quiet for two seconds?
Wow. I'm shocked.
Okay, first off, number one. Oh, God, you know what? I'm sort of kidding, but I'm not kidding because I definitely would like to see Mark again. But he left it like, I had a good time too, and I'll talk to you when I get home from Atlantic City. I'm like, okay. And how do you know if that's really going to happen or not? And, you know, girls got to hedge your bet. So,
I invited you.
Oh, dear Mark.
Mark, I want to tell you something, friend. Run.
Run, Mark.
Run. Go, Mark.
Yes.
Go. I had her pegged right. She is the chick from Wedding Crashers. Run, Mark. Run as fast as you can.
Oh, my.
Mark.
Dear. Once again, the listeners were right.
You guys. It's not as bad as it sounds.
Linda. I'm sorry, what did I call you?
Doesn't
Linda.
Matter.
What's her name?
Hello, Linda. Karen.
Karen.
You've blocked it already, haven't you?
Yeah.
You've blocked the name. That's a defense mechanism that all men have.
I can't hear you.
All right. Okay. All right, Karen.
Is that it?
No, that's not it. Karen, you kind of dropped a bombshell right there.
We're winded.
You really, really did. Here we were hearing that you guys had kind of gotten along well.
We did get along. We got along great, but just because I got along with one guy, why does that mean that...
Sure,
I mean,
bring the whole team over. Why just have the quarterback? Bring the whole freaking football team over.
Karen, it's all a right. little thing my mother taught me called politeness.
Well, I wasn't trying not to be polite.
You take off your shirt, you let the guy's horse come out of the barn, you're on the radio
oh my
with
God.
Him. For goodness sakes, the last thing you say should not be, oh, and incidentally, if there's any other guys, probably a few
really?
Now, that would like a piece of this.
I mean, I gotta say, Karen, that Mark has handled himself, very classy during this whole exchange.
He is very classy, very much so of a gentleman.
Now that I think about it, if you would like to remain and play, we'd love to have you back on
Absolutely,
the show.
Absolutely, Karen, because we got a show to do.
We'd love to have you back. Really, we would, to try to find love for you. We'd love to, especially now that people have heard.
And
well,
you know,
now, because now everybody thinks that I'm a total slut, which I'm not.
Well,
that's right.
But the thing is, you know, Mark, if Mark is willing to stay in the game here, he
I
is not
he
out
is.
Of the picture. And, you know, he seems
hope,
like a pretty
honestly,
resilient guy. How do you feel, Mark?
Absolutely. We're only in the third inning. We gotta. There's an end game here.
Wait,
so you don't mind if other guys see her breasts?
No. You guys, no. Wrong. You're totally wrong. Mark, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Mark, honey, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. I'd really like to see you again.
Okay, great. Should I bring some of my buddies?
Yeah.
Bravo.
Touche, Mark.
All right, touche. Touche.
Okay. Karen, hold on a second. Ooh. There, Karen. Hold on. Mark, good luck in Atlantic City.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
We'll talk to you again.
Bet on one.
Thank you guys very much. Thanks very much for sending us out. We enjoyed it.
One is the loneliest number, my friend. Bet on that one.
So long.
Be glad for it tonight.
Wow.
Be glad for it.
Can't catch my breath.
Let's go back to Karen. Karen, what are we going to do with you? Karen.
Well, obviously, you know we have some more work to do, Karen.
No, you know what? I think he and I will see each other again, hopefully.
Well, Karen, but I mean, let's tell the truth. You, the true words came out of your mouth. You'd like to have some other relationship.
Somebody else.
You'd like to meet some other men, and you'd like us to help you do it.
But just because, okay, this is the thing you guys don't seem to understand. Just because
we understand a lot about you now.
No, you don't. You really don't. just because I go out with one guy and have a nice time, and nothing happened. I mean, so what? I took my shirt off. It's all I got to have a shirt on underneath.
That's right.
Not gonna argue with that.
That's right. Nothing happened.
Had a girl.
Nothing happened.
Right.
Well, nothing did happen. Number one, but number two, I'm dating. I just am not. You know, I can't just meet one guy and make a decision.
Well,
like,
you know, not only can we maybe find you another date, Karen, but I think you should sign up for Mr. Elston's counseling service.
What did you just say?
You should sign up for the Buzz Burbank counseling service.
All right.
No, seriously. We could talk.
Karen, if you hold on just a moment, please. We'll find the time next week.
I'd like to see where this goes with Mark.
Oh, so now you don't want to see other guys?
Correct.
All right, well, then let us know what happens.
All right, I think that's fair. Why don't you see how it goes with Mark, and then if it doesn't work out, you can give us a call.
That's what I meant the whole time. I'm not looking to go out with another date right now. I mean, I want to see how this goes, but...
Right.
That's what you meant the whole time.
You know.
Sure. Okay.
That's what you meant.
No problem.
Okay.
Would you like us to build you a place where you could go for your next date? Something simple. Out of marble?
Chocolate.
All right. See you, Karen. Bye, honey. Thanks for coming by the show.
Bye-bye, Karen.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Oh, those kids.
Jesus.
Wow.
Well, what can I say? Our listeners were right on.
Boy.
Right on.
All about her.
Truth
is the truth.
Yeah.
I really didn't mean it. No, hold on a second. What she said.
Yeah.
I really didn't know you did mean it. If there's any other, it's almost like, hey, Tom Gavin, anyone out there listening? Hey, if there's any other guys out there.
He played it right. You know, I mean, I think a lot of guys would have gone, see ya.
Yeah.
But he's hanging in there. He's thinking, you know, the shirt came off.
That's why he's
hanging in there.
He got his money's worth.
He certainly did.
You know what I'm saying?
I bet your buddy did.
Like I said, in my book, that's a complete date.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, that's almost a perfect date. You meet a girl, you have some drinks, you take her shirt off, the horse comes out of the barn, then it's no fuss, no muss. I got to take a shower. Goodbye.
All done. We'll see if they see each other again.
There you go. Home. What a day. Well, how about that Karen, huh?
That Karen is she's a firecracker, and you never know what's going to come out of her mouth.
Sure is, Mike.
I'm really, truly amused by that.
Thanks, Oprah. Me too. We'll be right back with Ron Jeremy. Big, ugly Ron Jeremy and his big, gigantic schlong. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.